And let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 107, and then we're going to go to the book of John, chapter 1. Very familiar scriptures here tonight. And we are in the middle of this sixth season, and there's a lot of stuff that's going around. And so just please be wise. If you have a fever, if you're sick, just stay home and nurse that until you're over it, for your sake and for everybody else's sake. And somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is not a maskless church. If you feel and you need to wear a mask, go right ahead. You're welcome. Amen. We're just trying to do the best we can.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 107 and verse 20 and 21 and 22. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. What a positive, positive reading tonight. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, that would be by the Word of God. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Praise God. He sent his word and healed them. That's what the scripture says. I want to preach a little bit tonight, the healing word. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for this tremendous opportunity that we have. Lord, help us to receive the word of God with trembling in our hearts, for you are drawn to those that tremble at the word of God. Help us in Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can be seated tonight. God bless you. And I don't plan to preach a long time. I've only got 5 pages of notes here tonight.
Amen.
And so we should be done before midnight. Praise God.
Praise God.
And because I don't want anybody turning into a pumpkin. Praise God. We need you here. Praise the Lord. You know, to better put this scripture, the one in Psalms, in the context of what it's saying, we have to go to the verses preceding our text that we used here tonight. And what it does is it gives us the utter failure of man without God. And the reason is because of our transgressions and our iniquities. Amen. And the Bible tells us here in Psalm 107 and verse 17, these are scriptures right before the scripture that we read tonight. The Bible says, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Listen to this. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Praise God. And then verse 20, the scripture that we read tonight, he sent his word. Somebody said, he sent his word.
He sent his word.
Thank God for the word of God tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for a sent word of God that will deliver us from all of our transgressions and deliver us from all of our iniquities. The word transgressions here, and we're kind of familiar with that a little bit here in America, it means a revolt or a rebellion. We're seeing that in our country today, and that's what it means. And we've all rebelled against God. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
That's all right, I'm blowing your cover here tonight. But we've all transgressed against God. The word iniquity means perversity or moral evil. Amen. And when we go against God, it can take us to some very, very dark places. And so what we see here in these verses 17 through verse 19 We can see the root of every problem that man has ever faced in history, from Adam and Eve to our present day today. And to put it clearly, man has been, from the beginning till now, in need of a healing from his birth. Praise God. And when I'm talking about a healing tonight, I'm talking about physical healing, yes, but I'm also talking about spiritual healing. There are many things that we need to be healed from, and it's very, very rare that anyone is able to cure what we have. All they can do is treat it. I've learned that. Amen. And God in His wisdom and His mercy has looked down on us with compassion. Thank God for compassion. He's looked down upon us with grace, and He's made a way for us to be healed. Not just to be treated with therapy or some sort of situation, but to be healed, completely made whole. And, you know, I thought about this song while I was putting some notes together here for tonight. We sing that song, "You Made a Way." When our backs were against the wall and it looked like it was over, You made a way. Praise God. Has anybody ever experienced that here tonight? Amen. And songs like this that are inspiring to us, amen, they give us hope and confidence that we're not alone in this journey of life, but that there is an answer. There is a way of escape. Praise God. And I think that ultimate way of escape is coming very, very soon. Amen. Israel here had come to a place where they were far from the Lord. And if you go through the Old Testament, you'll see that Israel was like on a roller coaster with God. The Lord would send them the word, and He would deliver them and heal them. And then they would fall away from the Lord, and they would go after other gods, and they would do all these crazy things. And the word says that it led them to be afflicted. Fools, because of their transgressions, are afflicted. And this word afflicted here, it comes from an original Hebrew word that is through the idea of looking down upon or browbeating, to depress literally or figuratively. And when you think about it tonight, when you think about the Word of God, and then you think about sin and transgression, sin and transgression will cause the Lord to hide His face from us. And when God hides His face from us, there is a depression, if you please. There is a pressing down. There is a weight. Somebody said this morning, I believe it was Brother Reed, talking about the weight upon the shoulders. I remember when I was living in sin and I came to God, I felt like I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. But I'm so thankful tonight that when God turned His face toward me, I came back up. Praise God. And that's the will of God for each and every one of us. Somebody said amen. Because when sin enters the picture, wherever and whatever the situation might be, the face of the Lord frowns upon it. Like the definition that we read there tonight. Let me just read a few scriptures to show you what I mean. Psalm chapter 13 and verse 1, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? And David had a feeling there that God had hidden His face from us. But I'm here to tell somebody tonight, He sent His word and He wants to heal us. Amen. I know there are a lot of folks that are out sick tonight, and we are all dealing with different situations. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I feel faith in the church. I do. I feel faith in the church. I feel a renewing of our direction and our desire to see a move of God. And I want you to know when God's people call upon Him, He always hears and He always answers. Psalm chapter 30, verse 7, Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. And so David here, the psalmist, was writing, and he said, you can make my mountain a strong mountain, but if you hide your face from me, I'm going to be troubled. Amen. And so what we need tonight is not for God to hide His face from us. What we need is for the Lord to make His face to shine upon us. Praise God. Yes. Psalm 31 and 16, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Praise God. Like the sun that gives the life to the world, when God's face shines upon us, there is revival in our hearts. Praise God. There is a move of God. Psalm 67 and verse 1. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm or song. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us. Selah. Praise God. And so when God's face shines upon us, there's blessings. Amen. There is mercy. There is everything that we need to be prosperous and to live for Him. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 107 and verse 18. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw nigh unto the gates of death. And so what we see when we get away from God here, a downward walk. Amen. Anyone that tries to live their life without God, let me tell you tonight, young person, you can't live your life without God. Amen. You just can't live your life without God. And there's a lot of things as a young person that you may not understand, and you really can't see the big picture yet. But a wise child will take the word of God and believe it at face value and say, I'm going to do the word of God. And when you do the word of God, when you get a hold of that healing word, amen, and learn what it's all about when you're young, when you get older, it will not depart from you and you'll be blessed your whole life. Come on, Mom and Dad, help the pastor here tonight. Amen. And this downward walk, amen, leads to spiritual and physical afflictions that in this world can only be treated. They cannot be cured. Man does not have the ability to cure. Amen. It's only God that can do that. And when someone gets to the place in life like this, it breeds hopelessness and depression, according to the Word of God. And it's always, always, always going to lead to the words of the wise man Solomon, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. It's not really a very great place to be without God. I've been there. I think all of us have been there in a measure. But when God is not in your life, anything can take you down. You stumble at very, very little things. Amen. But there is an answer. Somebody said there's an answer. It's the Word of God. Amen. And when God created Adam and Eve, He created them in the image of God, right? Created them in the image of God. And so their body, their soul, and their spirit were made in the image of God. I don't believe that Adam had any kind of physical problems. I don't think that he had any kind of emotional problems. I don't think that he had any kind of spiritual problems. Everything was going great. It's called the Garden of Eden. Amen. And everything was going fine. Like I like to say, Everything was going fine until the trouble started. Amen. And a lot of times that's the way life is. You can say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so Eve saw the serpent in the tree, and then she gave to her husband, and he ate, and they sinned against God. They simply ate the fruit of the wrong tree. And folks, we've got that tree right in the middle of us. It's been here ever since Adam and Eve ate of that tree. Amen. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they're not of God, but they are of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Praise God. We've got an answer today. Amen. We really do. And this plague of sin entered into the world, and mankind began to die physically. He began to die spiritually. And we can see that it was only one generation from Adam and Eve that a murder took place. Amen. And there was a curse that was placed upon Adam and Eve, placed upon the serpent, placed upon Cain, who killed his own brother. And we hear the words of Cain in the book of Genesis, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Amen. That's what sin will do to your life. It will cause you to go to the depths where you can say, "I don't think I can handle this. This is way, way too much for me. I need something else." Well, I want you to know tonight, there is something else. Praise God. He sent his word, and he healed them. Praise God. And so the only cure here for Adam and Eve, and ultimately for all of us, was the word of God, and is the word of God. Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head." That will be the seed of the woman. "And thou shalt bruise his heel." Amen. The devil or Satan or the serpent would be able to bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. This is the very first, by many, many folks' feeling and belief, it's the very first prophecy of the Messiah. Amen. That he would be the seed of the woman. He would not be the seed of the serpent, but he would be of the seed of the woman. And we know that he came out of the tribe of Judah, and that he was born of a virgin in the tribe of Judah. Her name was Mary. Amen. And it was the serpent was able to bruise his heel on Calvary, but in doing so, he bruised his head. Can you thank God for that tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he sent his word. I want you to just get a hold of that a little bit here tonight. And so when the Lord spoke this, it was in the middle of chaos. It was in the middle of hopelessness where they had sinned against God. But in the scripture that we just quoted and just read, I thought about that as a word that was fitly spoken by the mouth of God that became apples of gold in pictures of silver. Amen. Right there in the midst of an ugly situation, it was the word of God that came to mankind. Praise God. What was this word, and how did the word of God come to us? Well, let's look at John chapter 1 and verses 1 through 4, and we read that this evening. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And so in this healing word, amen, that came in the very beginning, it was there in the very beginning, this word of God. It didn't come through the mouth of man, but it came through the mouth of God. Did not come by any thing that man put together, but it came solely and completely by God. Amen. And so in the healing word here, we can see that everything that wasn't became that which is. Amen. And so that's why miracles take place. And I was praying tonight before the service, Lord, let your miracle happen here tonight. Amen. Amen. My God's a miracle-working God. Amen. Is your God a miracle-working God tonight? Amen. If he isn't, you can have him. Praise God. And so all the elements, all of the entire universe came into being when he spoke the word of God. Every technology, every human achievement that we've ever had, even those that haven't been discovered yet, was contained and is contained in the Word of God. Now think about that tonight a little bit. Just let that get into your spirit and into your heart. Everything, the pew that you're sitting on, the car that you're driving, the computer that you use at work, everything that blesses our life today, all the food that you eat, everything came from the Word of God.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We ought to thank God for our car and our home. It came from God. Amen. Somebody just figured out how to take a tree and build a house out of it. Somebody just figured out how to dig a hole in the ground and melt it down and make steel and build a car. Praise God. But I want you to know tonight, it wasn't just the materials, but it was the wisdom. It was the wisdom of man that God gave to man to do these things. And so we're blessed here tonight. Praise God. I said we're blessed here tonight. And so he said all things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made, basically. In him was life. Everybody said life. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Praise God. And so next here we can see that in the Word there was life. And so from the very beginning it's been the desire of God to give us life. And I'm going to quote the scripture that Brother Reed read this morning in John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's not just a promise, that's a statement of who he was. He is the only giver of life, which means that he is God Almighty. Praise the Lord. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And that Word gave you life, spiritual life, physical life, any kind of life, anything that blesses you, it came from the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to get a little bit further into that here in just a few minutes. But God's desire is so profound to bless us that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. Amen. Most of the healings of Jesus were done upon sinners. Amen. There wasn't very many in the synagogues. Oh, there were some. But I want you to know it was out in the countryside. It was out on the sands of the shore of Galilee. It was in this place or that place. I saw a picture of someone in another country that was bowed over. They were literally bowed in half. Their spine had grown and they were literally bowed in half. And their face was down where their legs were. And they had to eat that way. They had to live that way. They had to move around in a wheelchair that way. Amen. I saw that. And I thought, oh, Lord, without you, we can get to some really bad places. And I believe it was in the country of India where they worship cows and they have all sorts of crazy beliefs. Amen. But it was to the woman in the scripture that was bowed over. And she could not lift herself up. It reminded me of that scripture. She was completely bowed over. There was no way that she could get herself back up. And Jesus said that that was the result of the devil. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone that has that is of the devil or has a devil. But in his wisdom, he knew that it was a devil. And I just simply use that tonight to illustrate that that's what the devil wants to do to everybody. Praise God. He wants to bow you over. He wants to stop your progress. He wants to be a hindrance to you. He wants to be a messenger of Satan to buffet you. Amen. That's his desire. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the word of God came that we might have life. Praise God. Thank God for the opportunity tonight to have life and to have it more abundantly. Amen. If you're suffering emotionally from abuse tonight, abuse of any kind, it doesn't matter what it is, I want you to know that there is healing in the Word of God. Physical problems can disappear when the Word of God comes. When the Word of God comes, it will disappear. Amen. And I've asked the question, and I'm sure some of you have asked the question in your mind and your heart, why hasn't God healed me? And I've had to wrestle with that myself. And I've had to ask the question, why? I know the Lord has healed me in other areas, but in some areas it has not come. And I've been around many, many preachings, many sermons. I've studied the Bible for many, many years. I know Scripture and all of that, but still there are physical things. Why doesn't God heal me? And if you're in that position here tonight, I want to just tell you, I don't know what the answer is to that, not completely, but there's one thing I know, that God can speak the word and it's going to be done. Praise God. I will never give up on my faith in God. And if he chooses for me to go the way of the Apostle Paul, that'll be fine. I would rather have the grace of God, amen, and than to be healed and not have the grace of God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I think he said in one place, it's a whole lot better to go to heaven without a foot or a hand than it is to go to hell with all of your members. Well, praise God. Got to look at it the right way here tonight. And the grace of God is what really shines in our world. Amen. And this life that I'm talking about became the light of men. And so we can have light or we can have darkness. Psalm 119 and 105. Read a couple more scriptures here tonight. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Praise God. And so he said in Psalm 51 and 10, create in me. Somebody said create. 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 God's a creator, isn't he? Amen. And he creates by the word of God, by his spoken word. Psalm 51 and 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so we have life that's available to us. We have light that is illuminating our path through the Word of God. And we have creation. Amen. Some people have said that they can preach things into existence. They can cause things to be created by what they say. I disagree with that completely. Because I am not the creator, I am the created. And when he speaks the word, it comes into existence. Praise God. And so when he speaks the word, he wants to create a new heart within us. He wants to put a new spirit within us. And that's what he does in salvation. I'm hurrying here tonight. Psalm chapter 16 and verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. So we have life and we have light. Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? What a beautiful word there tonight. What a beautiful word of hope. Amen. That gives us hope for the future. This is what we can actually have. Doesn't matter what we're going through in life, we can have this, but it only comes through Him. Amen. And yet the Word, and I told you we're going to get into this here, the Word needed a mediator. It needed a go-between between God and man. Amen. A mediator, a go-between, if you please. And in the Old Testament, that mediator was a burning bush. Praise the Lord. That mediator was a prophet. That mediator was even a donkey in one scripture. And God spoke the word of God. Amen. But there had to be a voice through which you and I could receive the word of God. I'm glad God didn't choose donkeys permanently. He chose oxen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you know your scripture, you know what I'm talking about here tonight. It talks about the ox treading out the corn and the ministry. Praise the Lord. So I'm just an ox up here tonight with a plow hooked on the back of me. Amen. And we're plowing some ground here. Praise God. I'm glad that we don't have to lead a donkey in here every service and say, go ahead and talk to us. We couldn't relate to that. There's no way we could understand that. We couldn't, you know, after a while we would say, well, this is crazy. I'm going to go to a church where there's a real person that's talking. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm glad there's not a burning bush here every service. And God speaks out of that burning bush. Because I can't relate to that. I don't have the capacity tonight, neither do you, to say, yeah, I know how that bush is feeling. We don't have the ability to say, yeah, I know what that donkey's feeling. Well, maybe we do, praise the Lord. Sometimes, maybe. But He had to come, and He had to manifest Himself in a way that you and I could understand. Some of you know where I'm going with this here tonight. And literally, this is where it gets mind-blowing. John chapter 1 and verse 14. Now remember, John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Somebody say tonight, the Word was God. The Word was God. Now here is the way that God chose to bring us the Word of God, John 1 and 14. And the Word, what was the Word? The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. That's exciting tonight. It thrills my soul. We sang something here, I think it was the last service that the Browns were with us. And Jesus Messiah. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God. Amen. Tears filled my eyes as I began to think of the great God of heaven who created the universe. He was willing to condescend down to this world, conceive in Mary by the Word of God, and then step into that body. And wherever that body went, it was Almighty God. Scripture says that in Him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that we are complete in Him. I believe that tonight. There had to be a mediator, and the Scripture says that Jesus was and is the mediator between God and men. He could not be 100% man and that was it. He had to be God and man at the same time. That's why when he died on the cross, the veil was torn in two. Because that veil in Hebrews says that it represents the flesh of Jesus Christ. Within that veil, there were three colors, blue, purple, and red. And the red was made from earthworms. The blue represents the Spirit of God. And the purple is the mixture of the two. Praise God. And so Jesus Christ was God and he was man at the same time. That's why he could get hungry. Praise the Lord. God doesn't get hungry. That's why he could die on the cross. God can't die. But I want you to know Jesus Christ died on the cross and became sin for us. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, it says this, God, who at sundry times and in diverse or different manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now we're going to look at this. Some people believe that Jesus was physically there at the creation of everything. But I'm here to tell you tonight, he was not there. It was the Word of God that was there. Amen. It was the Word that created everything. Amen. And by whom he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Listen to that. Being the brightness of God's glory. Where did he prove that? He proved that at the Mount of Transfiguration, when he was transfigured before their faces, and a light shone from him brighter than the noonday sun, and they fell down as though they were dead. That's what was in Jesus Christ. In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Amen. Praise God. We were made in the image of God, but I want you to know we have fallen away from the image of God and we have fallen into sin. But there's one thing about our Lord and Savior. He did not sin. He knew no sin. Praise God, because he had the image of the person of God in him. Amen. And upholding all things by the word of his power. You know what holds everything up? It is the Word. It's right there. Upholding all things by the Word of his power. When he had by himself, amen, praise God, purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. And so tonight, the Word of God is manifested in the person Jesus Christ. My hope is in Jesus tonight. My life is in Jesus tonight. My light is in Jesus tonight because he is the Word of God. He's not an angel, as some believe. He is not a God, small g, or any other thing that is created by God or by man. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's coming soon. Let's go to one more scripture before we finish tonight. I'm sorry, I've got three more, but I'll go quickly. Revelation 19 and verse 11. Here John is in the Spirit, and he saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and him that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Here's a description of Jesus Christ. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Amen. That's who Jesus is. Jesus is the Word of God. It is, He is the healing Word of God, and that's what I'm talking about tonight. And it says, the armies which were in heaven followed Him on white horses clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And notice, out of His mouth goeth a sharp sword. Does anybody know what the sharp sword is? It's the Word of God. Out of His mouth comes the Word of God. And it will destroy our enemies. It will give us victory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so if you're in trouble tonight, if everything's going good for you or anywhere in between, I want you to know we need the Word of God more than anything. It's our healing from God. Two more scriptures. John 6:53. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. And so, folks, tonight, the only life that we have, the only life that our church has is Jesus Christ. We've got to tap into Him every time we come to the house of God. We've got to tap in with Him every day that we live. As we're going to work and doing school and all of that, amen, we've got to have Him in our life. John 8:12, and let's stand together. Sister Reed, would you come, please? John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Notice that light and life go together so many, many times in the scriptures. Amen. If we tap into the light, we have direction. And when we tap into the light, we have life. Life in Jesus Christ. Can we lift our hands tonight? Give Him thanks for the tremendous blessing that He's blessed us with.